Welcome back to New World Next Week. I'm James Corbett of CorbettReport.com.
And I'm James Evan Pilato of MediaMonarchy.com. Is there something about what it takes to be a gamer today and what you're looking for army jobs that overlaps? We have got that stupid story plus total food recall. But first, U.S. Secret Service aware of Iranian video threat against Baron Trump. The U.S. Secret Service, not really on a great run of effectiveness these last couple of years, is aware of a video broadcast by Iranian state television discussing a potential plot to assassinate U.S. President Donald Trump's youngest son, a spokesperson said. The U.S. Secret Service is aware of the video and investigates anything that can be perceived as a threat towards our protectees. Out of concern for operational security, we do not discuss matters of protective intelligence, Secret Service spokesman Nate Herring said in an email. His middle name might be red. A 3-minute video broadcast by Iranian state TV discussed a potential plot to assassinate Baron Trump, 20 years old already, claiming that he was being monitored and alleging that a $10 million bounty had been offered for his killing. The United States and Iran have kept up hostile rhetoric during a near 6-month-old war started by the U.S. for Israel in February. Reuters reported earlier this month that the U.S. had received several warnings from Israel over the past year that Iran intended to assassinate Trump, according to officials, including before a secret Air Force One ruse in Turkey. James, did you read about that one? They like snuck him out of a plane, some like ice cream truck, something wild. Again, that relates to his new Air Force One that was given to him. As of course, anyone would make the joke, oh, here's this new wooden horse. You should totally drive this all around everywhere. Trump has described himself as number one on the kill list for Iran. And again, wouldn't even the most bloodthirsty of liberals, don't they want the guy gone? They don't really necessarily want the family or the kids, but you could imagine the rather massive psychological effect, which is, of course, the power of terrorism. And of course, not to be undone or left out, Netanyahu claims Iran tried to assassinate one of my sons. Which is darkly funny because, of course, his dad assassinated other kids' dads in that King David hotel bombing. The Netanyahu family, of course. And report, Turkey suspects Israel fabricated Trump assassination plot to derail U.S.-Iran diplomacy. James, I guess I could have introduced that last headline with, and scene.
Pretty much. Yeah. Yeah, exactly right. Because I think we all understand that there's been so much talk surrounding Trump since his first term and the assassination attempts and all of this, and so much swirling around this, that you know that some sort of false flag is at least up the sleeve and could be pulled out at any time. And yes, just the latest on this, as we're recording, 3 Secret Service officials placed on leave in explosive misconduct investigation that goes right to the top. Yeah, surprise, surprise. As it turns out, Secret Service officials seem to be leaking sensitive information that could lead toward an assassination plot on Trump or Vance or one of his family or what have you. And it may or may not be swirling around the investigation into the leaks regarding that Air Force One catering truck shenanigans, whatever. Yeah, the craziness that was going on there. But yes, we have already heard Trump saying that in the event of his assassination, he's already left orders for them to completely destroy Iran, you know, nukes or whatever. So I wonder if Netanyahu and the Israeli Likudniks, who have been lusting after the destruction of Iran for decades and decades, who are so close to achieving their lifelong dream, would now stop at the idea of doing some false flag assassination, because, hey, that would be too far. Yeah. I wonder. Anyway, it's at least on the table, and there's a lot of rhetoric surrounding it, a lot of stories that are surrounding this. So who knows what they have in store, but it's certainly something that they could pull out of the deck at any time.
And that gives Trump more leeway to say, I need to turn the ballroom into a military command center so I can be protected in the White House. But again, you wonder just about the strategery of all of this. It's like killing George Bush. You're just going to get Dick Cheney. Nobody wanted that at all. So in this situation, what? You get J.D. Vance? That ain't going to be a different thing. I would not imagine at all. I mean, it's just DJ to J.D. I would advise, you know, it's my own personal ideas, that Iran should stick to making those brutally hilarious AI Lego videos. As far as psychological warfare goes, those are pretty fantastic. And we will include a link, yeah, to that catering truck. That's, I couldn't exactly remember what it was. Some real wild kind of James Bond stuff that you don't typically hear about your tippy-top presidents being involved in this day and age. Again, it sounds like something kind of out of a Bond or action film. That is our first story on This New World Next Week, episode 641. Our second story, the musical question, why does it seem like food recalls are out of control this year? And I went into this a little bit this morning on my own Morning Monarchy for Food World Order, just weeks after Taylor Farms issued a recall of its dreaded iceberg lettuce amid a massive cyclospora outbreak. Explosive, they say. The Food and Drug Administration recalled more than 1 million eggs that, yeah, they might be contaminated with salmonella. It's possibly more important that nobody gets to eat them. The eggs, which came from Midwest Poultry Services, distributed by Kroger and smaller grocery stores across the South and Southwest U.S. Then Taylor Farms pulled more than a dozen products from its dozen of its products, including jalapenos. James, this is starting to feel pretty personal down here in New Mexico, including guacamole, salsa, taco dip, and more from its store shelves after its supplier, Coast Citrus Distributors, recalled fresh peppers due to salmonella contamination. The list of major recalls that occurred over the past few months doesn't end there. Frozen blueberries, mixed berries sold at public stores in multiple states were recalled over concerns of E. coli contamination. Some of Outshine's fruit bars, good God, there's a food company named after that Soundgarden song. Some of Outshine's fruit bars were also removed for potential, just some glass contamination. While even dog food and eye drops have been affected by other recent recalls. Altogether, the recent recalls have sickened thousands of people and some dogs across the U.S. Darren Detweiler, professor emeritus at Northeastern, adjunct professor at Michigan State University College of Law, tells The Verge that available data from the FDA suggests that recall activity has indeed been elevated, but notes that it is too early to know whether this year's recalls will outpace the ones issued in 2025. This is where recall fatigue can become trust fatigue, which I would argue might be all part of the plan. As of July 31st, nearly a month away now, we've had 122 food and beverage recalls so far this year, compared to 135 during the same period in 2025 and 146 in 2024. So the short answer is there's not more. Are they just reporting on it more for some sort of, you know, propagandic reason? We just transitioned through the summer, which for various reasons tend to see more foodborne outbreaks than other months. Edward Dudley, professor of food science at Pennsylvania State University, tells The Verge, who, of course, we're grabbing this article from, everything we say and play, always down in the show notes. There's been an increased effort to highlight these events by media outlets, which is great for public awareness, but doesn't necessarily reflect a concerning uptick in upticks. Now I have to worry about those? They weaponized those too? All the upticks? Here's all the food under recall in the U.S. as of August 24th, rather. We'll include that link. Alto Garden. See, this is maybe where the positive, this is where the solutions come in. As I've noted many times on my shows, a lot of times, James, these products and the outbreaks are because people can't tear up a head of lettuce with their own hands. It's the bagged, shredded lettuce that's almost always the most contaminated. The full heads of lettuce that, again, if you don't have little T-Rex hands from too much cell phone, you can easily tear up with your hands. But the solutions. Alto Garden sees increased demand for home gardening systems amidst national food recalls. And maybe, James, the most consequential thing a college or university has ever done. Find your farmer, fill your freezer. Cornell connects meat producers with consumers. And hopefully you've got power for that deep freezer and that the weird weather and data centers didn't black you out. Big, massive thunderstorms outside again today, James.
Crazy stuff happening, and it's an interesting story because it obviously tends for, obviously the mainstream establishment media, tends in the direction of, won't the government keep us safe? And then, of course, they can bring in the orange man bad. Oh, it's because, you know, Trump administration isn't handling the FDA properly and all of that. They can bring in the left-right culture war issues and all of that into this. But fundamentally, yeah, what is this story really about? What is it really gesturing towards? Yes, there is no doubt that there is a problem with the industrial factory food farming system that has taken over the food supply. But what is the real answer to that? Well, we won't get it from consulting the mainstream sources. So if we go to the alt media, we can see, for example, Off Guardian just had a post up. Let's talk about the surge in food warnings and recalls. And they point out that, yes, the FDA is coming out with this defense. Don't believe the fake news. Our data tells the true story of public health protection. FDA recalls for the fiscal year 2026 remain among the lowest levels recorded in over a decade. You see, it's fake news. It's just because they're reporting on every single recall so closely. That's why it's in your mind. And you know what? There is an aspect to that. They report on it, so people are thinking about it and talking about it more than they would otherwise. Sure, but that doesn't fundamentally address the real issue. What is the food safety issue and who is going to protect us from it? Don't worry. The FDA will protect you. They're stewarding over the food supply. Well, no. How about, yeah, you actually go and take a head of lettuce and you wash it yourself before putting it in your salad. Oh my God. Imagine the extra 17 seconds of work that will require. Or I guess otherwise, we can just let them steward us into the completely, totally laboratory-produced gunk world of the future of food. But they probably can't get us into the future of food without a catastrophic and catalyzing event or series of events like all of these food recalls. And what will it look like once we reach that glorious future of food? Well, we've already, of course, seen Klaus Schwab and the Eat the Bugs agenda, and we've watched Bill Gates drinking the poop water from a decade ago. But here's the latest, literally hot off the press from just a couple days ago. Scientists turn plastic waste into edible cookies because that's the future we deserve, from futurism.com, talking about, yeah, they are literally taking the plastic waste pollution problem and breaking it down and 3D printing it into cookies of any desired shape. And apparently they're calling them microbites and whatever. No, apparently no one has actually eaten them yet because they haven't been approved by the food authorities. But you know, the food authorities will eventually approve them because that is exactly the type of future of food that we're being stewarded into. So anyway, guys, I think there is a long-term plan here that is at play, and part of that is to get you to start to realize that the factory food system has serious problems and probably is contributing to your ill health. But don't worry, guys, we have the solution. Here's more plastic gunk. No, maybe the solution is to actually find your local farmers and source products locally, wash them yourself, and prepare your own food. And to the extent that we do that, I think we can save ourselves from this scourge.
I've said before, we are eating more locally and with the farmers whose names we know, whose hands we've shaken. CastBot's done amazing work down here to literally know a lot of those producers, more so than even in the know the name of your chicken you're about to eat Portlandia that we used to live in. And James, they could easily say, there were more recalls under Brandon in 2024, which looks like is what the numbers say at this point. And again, just think about, no matter what the story is, whether it's COVID or Taylor Swift, all those Sinclair stations, all those Nexstar stations, all the local TV stations are owned by a bunch of the couple of same companies. This is extremely dangerous to our democracy. They all run all of these explosive diarrhea stories all around the country. So again, it turns into a moral panic. I heard that toilet paper prices are going up again because of our trade war with Canada, which brings us right back to the COVID toilet paper hoarding days of yesteryear. I did use, actually, that Off-Guardian article you mentioned on my morning show to go through some of these bits point by point. But finally, story I know folks really need to know the most about. Army offers 4 days off to play GTA 6 if you re-enlist for 2 years. At least 2 years. Maybe 6 years. Some U.S. military members who are itching to play a video game they've anticipated for a decade can trade a commitment for several more years of their life in uniform for a few days off to play Grand Theft Auto 6 Chinese Democracy. As an incentive to re-enlist, this is like a Simpsons episode, a U.S. Army unit in Georgia is offering active duty soldiers a 4-day pass to play the popular game when it is totally released this fall. U.S. officials told CBS News they've bumped the release back tons and tons of times. The recruitment incentive isn't service-wide. It was proposed exclusively for this one battalion in Georgia. However, it is possible, like any good propaganda story, it could be expanded. 20 soldiers at Fort Stewart in Georgia in the Army's 9th Brigade Engineering Battalion, part of the 3rd Infantry Division, have already chosen this incentive as part of their reenlistment. An Army spokesperson told CBS News, anticipation for the next version of the game is strong in certain circles, to put it lightly, especially action fans and open-world game enthusiasts. The game's release on November 19th is a major entertainment event for fans of the series' action, storytelling, and high production values. Again, bigger than any movie, bigger than any album, bigger than any movie and album they might put out. Video games just dwarf all of it. A trailer shows the game will again be set in a fictional Miami with its first female lead. Rockstar Games' last version, GTA 5, launched in 2013, was when the last Boards of Canada album came out. The Army memo, which has circulated online, says any soldier who signs a reenlistment contract between August 1st, 2026 and November 14th will be authorized for a special 4-day pass designated to coincide with the highly anticipated release of the video game GTA 6. About 130 soldiers are currently eligible for the incentive. Eligible soldiers must reenlist for a minimum of 2 years and up to 6 years. What does the 6 years get you if you're still just getting the same 4 days of playing the game? I don't understand that. Task and Purpose and Military.com first authenticated the U.S. Army letter. It first appeared on U.S. Army WTF Moments, a popular Army-centric social media community made of service members and veterans. The Army's courtship of gamers, of course, is not a new military strategy. See America's Army from 20 years ago. Recruiters headed to gaming conventions, and the U.S. Army launched an esports team focused on the popular video game franchise Call of Duty Murder Game and the other multiplayer popular games like Fortnite Dancing Murder Game and, of course, League of Legends Renaissance Murder Game to find potential recruits. In 2019, CBS News' Tony DeCoupel traveled to a sold-out gaming convention in San Antonio where Major General Frank Muth, who at the time oversaw the Army's recruiting command, said he was looking for the next generation of American soldiers. Is there something about what it takes to be a gamer today and what you're looking for Army jobs that overlaps? DeCoupel asked. Muth said, yeah, it's the decision-making. It's the ability to take in a lot of information quickly and to be able to make a decision. It's about teamwork. I covered this story on my morning show, made a pretty hilarious bit of cover art featuring, of course, Tropic Thunder and the puppy play bondage guy in his uniform. It looks good. I called it Gouge Theft Auto, and it really struck me after covering this story. James, watch. Watch what's going to happen. It'll be all buggy when the game first comes out, and they'll spend the first 4 days watching like a loading screen for a game they can't eject and blow on. I would bet it'll be a huge DDoS target as well, James. So that would be, again, the bitter irony of signing up for 6 years so you could play a game for 4 days that might not really work well at all, as so many new products are when they first launch. Don't get the first one. You want to wait till they work out the bugs on the second release.
Yeah, exactly. James. Well, you know, honestly, it's truly sad to think about what this story implies, because it does show the sort of the intelligence levels of the people that they're trying to get into that meat grinder. It's, you know, it's a sad statement about the U.S. military. Not that I care so much about the military, but it's just they're taking the poorest and the most desperate and people who don't have all of that much intellectual equipment up top, and they're tricking them into stupidly signing away their life in service of an agenda that is not theirs. And once they find out, well, it's too late to do anything about it. Yes, this, of course, is not a new story. So I will just throw in the flashback to episode 216 of the Quarter Report podcast from January of 2012 on Who's Gaming Who, where I covered this type of story ad nauseum, at great length. The U.S. Army pulls the trigger on realistic video game controllers. Ad agency takes Air Force recruitment arcade on the road. Pentagon-funded games would crowdsource weapons testing, etc., etc. I mean, that was 14 years ago. So, yes, this is not a new story, but they're going to continue doing it as long as it keeps getting more fresh meat for the meat grinder.
I am a mere few weeks away from my 21st anniversary as Media Monarchy. We'll be able to drink in America. And I've covered over those 20 years the systematic, constant lowering of requirements to be able to join the military. Well, it's okay. You can be fatter now. Oh, it's okay. You don't need to throw a grenade far enough, which seems really like a bad idea. Gangbangers, felons, illegals, we'll give you citizenship if you join. Just wild lowering of the requirements again. Because as education generally goes up, people's involvement in things like this will generally go down. Good googly mooglers. Okay, I'll admit, I don't sit around playing Battletoads all the time. I did get the GTA trilogy for the Switch on physical tiny, tiny cartridge. I just bought it used, you know, game stonk. And it's fun, James, but I reach a point where it's like, okay, I can't figure out how to get all the hookers to the party at the same time before the timer runs out, and so I just go back to playing Zelda. Go back to playing Zelda. That is New World Next Week, episode 641. You can tell the heat's getting to us here in the summer. I am running newworldnextweek.com while I am in Bachelor Town. I'm running the shipping and handling. I'm touching everything and throwing extra Media Monarchy stickers in all the packages. James, I can tell you, the new 2019 Corbett Report USBs are hot. Those are moving a lot. And a huge thanks to all the people who, again, support our work. Not with a bunch of weird... It's just with our work at newworldnextweek.com. I play the exclusive audio of these New World Next Week episodes before it is published anywhere. You can hear that at MediaMonarchy.com/listen. James, there it is. I like your shirt.
Thank you. Yeah, you too. And excellent. Thank you. Yes, for honestly, for all the people who are supporting the work and buying things through New World Next Week store. We couldn't do it without you. And hey, while James is running the shop, you get a few extra stickers and things thrown in the package. So why not? All right, cool. Let's wrap it up for this week. Let's do it again next week. Take care.